Wendy Hills, I'm the Director of Nursing and Care Services for Pilgrims Hospices in East Kent. I don't know how much input and support he had pre-bereavement, but a lot of the work we do is working with patients and their families really to prepare them for their loved one's death. It is very difficult, but this is where our Pilgrims Therapy Centres really come into their own. You know, if we can get early referrals and be able to work with patients and their families in that last year of life, the longer we have to actually work with them and with partners and with their children, with all of the preparation through our carers wellbeing programmes and carers cafes, where actually carers can meet other people going through those same emotions, that actually they end up supporting each other as well. And then through to our bereavement groups after those loved ones have died, we still have bereavement groups going on, and that's with our professional counsellors that support people through that journey. You know, grief, I think people experience grief in different ways, but as I say, if the longer lead-in time that we have with people actually coming and being supported through our services, hopefully we can make that journey easier.
And something that I heard from, I've just seen an extract of the documentary, and something that struck me was him saying he's been kind of in the public limelight for so long, but he felt so kind of alone and so hard to kind of know what to do with the kids and how to do kind of the job of mum and dad. Is that something that you see a lot?
Obviously, we see different scenarios in it, you know, people with families and people with grown-up families, and we support all of them. And I think the great thing about this programme is that having certainly a male come forward and really start to tackle those emotions, I think is highlighting the needs for some of the services that we do have.
And do you think it is often the case with lots of things in life that men are just a little bit more afraid, or I don't know, maybe even ashamed to kind of speak out?
I think everybody knows that women are much better at actually talking to each other. And that's something that obviously we're looking at as well, certainly with some of our programmes, about whether we can have a shed programme where actually we can do things like gardening, so to try and get men together. Because I think certainly if you look at our carers' cafes, etc., I think it is the females that probably feel much more comfortable coming in and talking about their emotions.
And how long does the support kind of go on for? I mean, obviously, I'm sure you support them before the person dies and then after. What's the kind of timetable of events, or is it quite unique for each different family?
I mean, I think it is quite unique. I think certainly from the pre-bereavement side of things and the support we can give patients and carers, that's really down to having the earlier referrals. If we can get people referred to us much earlier in that last year of life, obviously that's where we can really start working with the patients and the carers and the families. And certainly afterwards, bereavement is a very individual as to how much support those loved ones need, really, after the death of their partners.